Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here with a name you know. How could you not know him? The IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. Not only...
I'm sorry, I'm taking a sip from my coffee, from my Smokey the Bear. Only you can prevent wildfires. There you go, your IWGP World Heavyweight Champion, doing his bit for the environment. What's up, Sean? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Was Smokey the Bear a part of like the lexicon where you grew up and all that? Or was that
I have no idea what a lexicon is, what that word means, where I got that mug from. I got that out west at West Glacier last year. So amazing part of the world. So had to take a little souvenir from there.
So, I mean, like, did you grow up on Smokey the Bear, or was that something that you figured out like years down the line?
I think that's something I figured out when I was probably out west last year and there was the wildfires. You could see the merchandise and, you know, then I was smartened up to who Smokey the Bear was and what he stands for. And, you know, I had to pick up some of his merchandise.
We're here to smarten some people up as if they didn't already know on what you stand for. You're going to be at New Japan Strong Tapings December 11th in Hollywood, California. Like, Strong to me has been like the most complete wrestling show really since the pandemic started.
Yeah, it's a great point. We should probably talk about that rather than Smokey the Bear. So, yes, on to New Japan Strong. Thank you. I'll take that as a personal compliment to put Strong in that light, because that's been the place that I've been feeding myself. That's the place I've been watering, been trying to grow and nurture. And look how it's gone. It's been a hell of a year, 2022. A lot of landmark events due to yours truly. So we'll see what 2023 brings for New Japan Strong. But that's right. We're going to be there December 11, I believe, for the final show at the Vermont Hollywood. Final show of 2022 is what I mean, and we'll obviously see you guys next year.
And obviously, New Japan was forced sort of into a brand split because of the pandemic, and having the top dog on New Japan Strong has just helped out immensely. I mean, it's been incredible for the show.
Of course, if you want to do things properly, you know, you want to have your biggest star on the show to give it its biggest chance of thriving and or surviving and then thriving from the beginning. So that's what we did, whether New Japan wanted or not. I saw where the potential was. I saw where wrestling was taking off, and that was here in the United States, as Japan's still a little bit behind with getting back to things. So there was the opportunity there for New Japan Strong, and you know, we took it around with it.
And as of now, you're scheduled to be in the ring with Phantasmo, Hikuleo, and Alan Angels. Alan Angels is a guy who is sort of went and bet on himself, left AEW, is doing Impact stuff as well. What have you thought of what you've seen of him so far?
Saw him very briefly recently. But other than that, you know, I haven't paid too much close attention to him. I'm not saying I don't know who he is. I'm saying I haven't paid close attention to him. Have I really studied what he kind of stands for, what he does, what he can accomplish? No, I haven't. But I guess I'm going to find out firsthand, and maybe I'll get a little bit more of a personalized taste as to what Alan Angels is like, you know, this weekend at the Vermont.
I heard a story about your lighter side recently. About, well, maybe a helpful side of Switchblade Jay White.
To Depends. We'll have to hear what it is first, and then I'll either confirm, deny, no comment, you know, refute it. Who knows? We'll see.
Jake something, who is a big sirloin beef son's a bitch, was like, you know what? I was about to be out of my ass. I was about to not have any work. And Jay White said, you know what, buddy? Maybe New Japan might be right for you. Maybe they'd give you a look. And spoke very highly of you and said that was, you know, that it felt good to have somebody like you say that to him in a time when he needed it.
Well, that's very, very kind of him. He's obviously a very smart man to be talking to myself in that light. But that's what happens, you know, as the father, as the daddy of New Japan Strong, I can pull some strings. Over the years, I've gained some weight, so I can throw that weight around a little bit. And, you know, Jake, I saw him at Impact. I actually mixed it up with him at Impact, I believe, at the beginning of this year when I kind of first came back there. Yeah, opposite sides of the ring, but obviously there's a lot there. So, yeah, hell of an opportunity for him to come to New Japan Strong, but I saw it just the same way. It was an opportunity for us to get him over and see how well he fits in. So hopefully there'll be more of that.
And the wrestling landscape has changed, and New Japan does seem to be like the center of all that. Like, that's the place where everybody seems to want to be, and when they all want to be there, they all want what you have. So, I mean, you've got no shortage of people that are name-dropping you, calling you out. Does it ever get annoying for you or anything
No, because I guess isn't that the goal? At the end of the day, but really at the beginning of the day, the beginning of the whole journey, isn't that the goal to get to the top and stuff? And if you're going to do that, you got to be aware that people are going to be coming for you. Because how do you know that? Because you are one of those people. If you start off trying to get to the top, you're going after somebody as well. So you understand that that's how it works. So I understand that that's how it works. And I'm aware of the situation I'm in. I'm aware of who's around me, whose eyes are on me, whose targets are on me. You know, I'm a very highly wanted man, both by wrestlers and by companies and promoters alike. So all eyes, all targets, everything on me.
So when people are willing to do like particularly dastardly things, you don't take that much exception to it because you know what it takes to kind of get there.
Case by case. I feel like you're setting me up to agree to that, and then you're going to bring up some sort of specific example that maybe I wouldn't have agreed with. So I'm gonna err on the side of caution there. I'm gonna say case by case with that one.
That's fair. That's fair.
Wait, what was the next part? What were you then going to bring up that you could try to set me up with?
Well, I was actually going to use it for archive footage in the future in case anybody ever did something terrible to you.
So I'm even further ahead of you trying to set me up. So you just got it in the vault. Okay.
There you go. I mean, you know, but
I'll keep that for the next questions and stuff.
Not only do you have the strong tapings coming up, but Wrestle Kingdom, biggest show of the year, of course. This Wrestle Kingdom is going to look categorically different than the last couple Wrestle Kingdoms that we've seen. How are you sort of preparing mentally for that? And against somebody like Okada, who you know very well, you've been in the ring with him on the same side, opposite side, like 70, 80 times.
How am I preparing for Okada? You know, yeah, it's right. I've been opposite him a lot of times and on the same side. How have I been preparing? I built a chicken coop the other day. That's how I'm preparing for Okada. It's 4-1 right now. I've got his number. Like I said, I've been next to him a lot. I've been opposite him a lot. Nobody studies their opponents quite like I do. That's what my prep is. 2 days ago, we got an old chicken coop, right? I got 6 chickens, 2 ducks. 2 are younger ones, 4 are older. But I needed to refresh the coop. So we built a new coop. Had to take the old one out. Bitch of a job. Put the new one in. Bitch of a job. Stood on a goddamn nail. Went through my croc. A little bit into my foot, but it was okay. Switchblade was all right. Stopped it before it was too bad. But that's my prep. I'm putting in chicken coops. That's how I view Okada. That's how I view him. It's going to be 5-1, Sean. I don't know how many more times I have to say it, but I'll happily keep saying it. It's going to be 5-1 in 2023. I'm going to kick it off by going, itch, me, some, da, and everybody will breathe with the switchblade. And finally, Rainmaker era will be no more, and the switchblade era will continue in the name of the great Antonio Inoki.
Not only are you 4-1 against him, you're 4-0 against him in Japan.
There we go.
He's never beat you in Japan.
Exactly. Who really has the hometown advantage here at that point, you know? I know, obviously, he's Japanese, but let's not forget that I really did grow up as a wrestler there. So that's just as much my hometown when it comes to competing. Maybe not residing, but when it comes to competing, very much my hometown as well. But on the subject of Wrestle Kingdom, so we talk about preparing for Okada. I feel like you're going to lead into one of the the popular questions that everybody's probably going to ask. Well, where are we going to go next, by any chance? Let me see if I had it right, please. Were you going to ask, by any chance, about my thoughts on Ospreay and Kenny and, oh, which match should be the main event? Were we going to go there, Sean?
I mean, personally, I believe the world title match should be the main event. That's just how I feel. But you know what? It's not about me. It's about the consumer. And I would be interested to hear what you think about that talking point.
It's like you just said, it really is simple. There really is, when you think about it, there really is no kind of comparison or argument. It's not a difficult decision. Two guys are fighting over being one internet nerd's favorite guy. The other two guys are fighting over the most prestigious prize in this entire industry and are fighting over control and the reins of the company leading into 2023. One guy is channeling the memory of the creator of our company to try and take me down. And we're going to try, and anybody's going to ask a question about which match is bigger, the two guys fighting over that, or the two guys who just want to impress one weird old dude on the internet. Personally, I think that is beneath them. But if that's how those two, Ospreay and Kenny, want to choose their time, but you guys go ahead. But again, I'm not going to say what I think should be last or before, even though I kind of just did. I'm just going to give you guys the information so you can see where I'm coming from.
I think that's reasonable. I mean, I think it's reasonable for you to be confident.
Oh, I think it's very reasonable. If Switchblade is anything, it is reasonable.
As is tradition. You did mention the late, great Antonio Inoki, who unfortunately we lost recently. So, I mean, yep. I would imagine that this Wrestle Kingdom is going to hold probably a special place in your heart.
It obviously, I never met the man personally myself, but at the same time, the stage that I had to do my thing on, you know, he created that all those years ago, 50 years ago. What is it exactly? I guess we're completing the 50th year. Mm-hmm. That's what this is going to be. So to say that this will be an emotionally charged event, let alone match, not for myself, but for Ricardo. You gotta think, you know, he's the one that's channeling that. Yeah, this is a big match. I see that objectively, but for me, emotionally, it's just another match. It's just another step in what I do. It's just another box to tick, especially with Ricardo. It's another box. It's box number 5 to tick with him. So his emotions are going to be in it. Will the fans be cheering? Who fucking knows at this point? It's a beyond a joke. Will they be, if they can be, even more emotionally charged? And what I love playing off more than anything is everybody else opposite me in that ring getting emotional, making mistakes. I can pick them apart, and I can have fun with it. Fun with it, Sean. That's what we're going to see at Wrestle Kingdom. We're going to see Switchblade having fun whilst everybody else is emotional. Yeah, I'm going to dedicate my victory in my way, not in New Japan's way, not in Okada's way. I'm going to do things my way, and I'm going to dedicate that to Antonio Inoki, not Ricardo.
Well, I've seen you also.
Oh, you started me off, Sean.
I love it. I love it, honestly. I do. Yeah, I saw you at WrestleCade a couple weekends ago. I wanted to come talk to you. You had a legitimately huge line. Didn't have an opportunity.
Didn't get a break, mate.
Didn't have an opportunity to come say hi to you. But, I mean, you're –
You could have paid like everybody else, and you could have come and said hi. But
I know. But you're on in North Carolina, one side of the country. Now you're over in California. You're about to head over to Japan. This is, you know, I mean, this is nothing new for you. You've been a world traveler a long time. But
I'm getting back to New Zealand after that as well for the first time in 3 years. You know, all over the place.
So how has the adjustment been for you after that period of time where there wasn't nearly as much travel for a couple of years?
You fall back into it relatively quick. It sucks the airport's getting busy again and stuff, but at the same time, I'd take that and then the, you know, being able to kind of have a bit more normalcy to life again. So, I don't know. I guess there's a little bit of an adjustment period, but it's just like riding a bike. It's just straight back into the same old shitty travel that it always was.
You know, I got to ask about Gallows and Anderson. Those guys are shit-stirrers. Shit-stirrers, those guys.
Are they?
They are. I like them.
I'll agree they're shitsters, but in the same breath, that's and I feel like you'd be smart enough to at least appreciate, you know, the impact and the reach that these guys have had on the entire business.
Oh, of course. They're objectively good for my business, too. They're very good.
Exactly. I wanted to make sure that was in there, because I know some people, they like to say a little bit narrow-minded, and they just like to look at some things and then complain and stuff, and yet they're not grateful. They don't realize that the things that they have and love in wrestling, they wouldn't have without the likes of Carl Anderson and Gallows.
The thing that I find interesting about them is I'll ask them a question and I'll think they're lying to me, but they're absolutely telling me the truth. I just can't believe that they're actually telling the truth.
Same things happens with me, Sean, and I'd like to think I'm a little bit closer to them than yourself as well.
There you go. I mean, it's hard to tell. So they're in WWE doing their thing. You seem to be like ecstatic for them over that based on the reaction that we saw online.
Of course. I mean, it was almost a year ago, earlier this year, I was talking about the reach and the vision of the reach that I had for Bullet Club and where I wanted to take it. And that included getting back into WWE like that. You know, and hey, do we have a new member, Mia Yim? It looks like we might do as well. What's up?
I was about to ask if you considered her an official member. Sorry to interrupt.
I mean, honestly, it doesn't really matter what I consider. Those guys are doing their thing. They don't need to really run too much shit by me. They might, but at the same time, what I say to them, are they really going to listen to me in terms of something like that? Probably fucking not. Do they listen to many people? Probably fucking not. If it's something very vital and I had to really plead my case, maybe. But things like this, you know what? It's working. You guys go do your thing. Too sweet, boys.
So, we've also seen Ace Austin and Chris Bay just killing it. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Exactly. Again, look at this. Let's just appreciate the reach of Bullet Club right now.
Yeah.
The opportunities that other people are getting now. And it all, if you really kind of boil it down, and where it all kind of comes back to, Sean, are you watching where it's coming back to?
New Japan Pro Wrestling and you.
Catalyst of professional wrestling, mate. Switchblade Jay White. It doesn't happen without me setting these things in motion.
So, I mean, like, right now, the fingerprints...
Sorry, yeah. So, anyway, let's not talk about myself too much. Back to Chris Bay and Ace Austin over there. Please, Sean.
I mean, they're obviously killing it in New Japan right now, but also Impact. So, the fingerprints of Bullet Club right now are in every major company. Because, I mean, you're popping up in AEW all the time, too.
Yes, I am. That's my point. I'm glad that you were agreeing with me. You're reiterating my point. You're letting nothing go past, you know, the many viewers that we're going to have here. That's right. All of these places, AEW, Impact, you know, Bullet Club's presence, Switchblade's presence is felt, and it's a great thing for the industry, and it's a great thing for fans. I'm sure everybody, like myself, is excited to see where it all goes.
Did you truly expect this to happen a few years ago? Because, I mean, you are now maybe besides Fale, maybe one of the longest current tenured members of Bullet Club, which is wild to think. But, did you think that it would ever expand to this? Obviously, the talent associated has the ability, but the fact that the companies are like, we just want anything to do with the Bullet Club that we can possibly have to do with them, so we'll let all this stuff happen.
It has worked out. I'll be honest that it has worked out a little bit better than I even expected. You know, you can have these high goals, but a lot of them are pretty would have been kind of extreme at the time. And we know how companies can be together. A lot of those goals have been very, very unlikely. But hey, we're in unprecedented times. So unprecedented things keep happening like this. So, you know, you can keep making some of those goals and things you want to do a little bit more extreme. And hey, they might just work out as well. But no, it has. It really has worked out a little bit. You know, there's been some speed bumps in the road, you know. Hikuleo,
sure,
wrong decision there. But, hey, learning experiences, you know. We're not going to always be perfect, so we're close to it, though.
Do you think there's any saving Hikuleo or, you know, even Tongaloa, Tama Tonga? Do you think there's any saving them? Is there any possibility that, you know, this OG family is, like, maybe one day they'll see the light? I have this vision of this big multi-company hug, like everybody in Bullet Club hugging and embracing. Adam Cole once told me that was his goal. He wanted to bring it all together. Yeah. Like, he loved everybody and he wanted to bring it all together.
Right.
Do you ever see that?
That's why I love Adam Cole. That's why he's my good friend, and I hope he's doing good, because we share visions like that. Yeah. And again, like when I talk about, there's been some road bumps. Hey, Forbidden Door on the same page and weren't. You know, leading up to that, maybe I said some things I shouldn't have. I know it came out, I interrupted story time with Adam Cole. Hey. But maybe I shouldn't have done that. But hey, all in the past, that's my good friend. And that's why, because we have a similar vision like that. I can see, Sean, you have a similar vision like that as well. And that's what I'm trying to do. Everybody seems to give me a little bit of shit and hate on me, but I'm just trying to bring everybody in for one big wrestling group hug. That's all.
I have such fond memories of Bullet Club. And still, you guys are continuing to make more. Like, I want to see you in there holding hands with Scott DeMore on one side, Scott Norton on the other. Like, I just...
Oh, so yeah, we got a little sidetracked talking about Adam Cole, but so back to the original question, Hikuleo, Tama Tonga. This wrestling, you can never say never, but the way I stand on it right now, you know, Hikuleo, he made his bed, so now he can sleep on that. He can wash his sheets. He can change his pillow slip. He can use the Febreze and freshen that up. He can clean up the fucking piss stains, the shit stains, when he shits the beds before these matches, especially before this match with Carl Anderson. You see, you could have still been with Bullet Club. You could have been under the guidance of the greatest in the world, but Hikuleo decided to go with family. And so now Carl Anderson is going to teach him a lesson, what I believe that is, December 14. And then Hikuleo, you can find out the night before what I'm talking about when you're making those accidents in your bed because you cannot sleep at night. You're waking up in nightmares of what Carl Anderson is going to do to you. Maybe I'll even be there and come and say hello as well.
Before we wrap
up. Oh, sorry. So, hey, never say never.
Never say never. Never say never. Before we wrap up, of course, New Japan Strong, December 11th, Wrestle Kingdom, January 4th. I'm stoked for it. I mentioned that I had heard about your lighter side. I want to do an exercise that we call shooting softly, where I ask you to say nice things about people in wrestling.
Oh, we did this before, didn't we?
We did, and it was great. People loved it. People loved it.
Okay, I'll play along. I'll humor you, maybe.
We'll start on one that you have mentioned was an influence on you, Alex Shelley.
Oh, nice thing about him?
Yeah.
A genius.
He is.
Genius. And he's a very well-behaved son of mine as well.
Were you a fan of Paparazzi Productions back in the day? Him and Kevin Nash?
Oh, right. That was a little bit before, but, you know, I didn't really have TNA on the old TV back in New Zealand. As far as I know, at least at that point. I think that was also probably, might have been during the time that I had, wasn't quite watching wrestling also as well. But, no, he's told me plenty of stories about working with Kevin Nash as well.
It's a good one. We'll go with Rocky Romero. How about a nice thing about Rocky Romero?
Didn't you try this on me last time? I feel like people always trying to get me to say something nice about that guy.
Because everybody's connected to him. somehow.
Everybody is connected to him. I think he's the oldest man in the business. I think he's been in New Japan since, like, it's like 92 or something, but he's still only like, he looks like he's aging, but then I think he's only just about turned 40 or only just turned 40 or something like that. But I'm sorry, that's meant to be something nice. He manages to find a way to, he just keeps fucking popping up on Dynamite and stuff, isn't it? He just always seems to get his face on TV.
He does.
I don't know, wherever it is, whether it's New Japan or AEW, even Impact sometimes as well. Shit, who knows? I'm expecting him to just pop up on WWE as well. Maybe he's chasing around the 24/7 title. You got fucking
threw it away.
Maybe he'd go borrow his friend Chico's outfit so he can go and not be noticed or something. I don't know. He seems to always get himself on TV. I think there's a nice thing in there.
Yeah.
But Rocky, well, yeah, that's the
he
best
perseveres.
You're gonna get. Yeah, sure. There you go. Okay, he works hard.
Speaking of perseveres, Fred Rosser, I mean, we talk about New Japan Strong. He's completely reinvigorated and reinvented his career and life.
Yes, that's a great little success story. And I'm not saying that from a condescending position either. I just mean from an observing position. And he's been a guy that's really made the most of that Strong stage and having that opportunity there. You know, you never know how long it's going to be around for. But a guy like Fred, he got this opportunity on the U.S. side of New Japan, and I'm sure he's hoping to get out to the Japan side, but he's been great there, and he's been like a great, great foundation for Strong, you know. And he's been a great Strong champion, and still is. So, he's a very good example of what Strong can do for guys, and what other guys can do for Strong as well. Anywhere he goes, he's always talking about it. He's a very proud Strong champion, and those are the types of guys that we're pretty happy to have around.
Very popular name that's always in the news, especially lately. Sasha Banks, Mercedes.
I got nothing even pops head. She's great. Big star.
Think she'll make a good Bullet Club member?
Is there a current thing with her that I should be aware of as to why, or is that just a random one you brought up?
It's a random one I brought up. There are rumors. Oh. There are rumors going around.
I don't know. Please tell me the rumors.
The rumors, unconfirmed, are that she might pop up at Wrestle Kingdom. Rumors.
Oh, well, that would be another big thing to happen then, I guess. You know, everybody's wanting to come over and return to the Wrestle Kingdom led by the IWGP World Heavyweight Champion, huh? You got Omega finally, Kenny finally returning. Maybe Sasha Banks. I believe we got Kyrie coming back as well.
Yeah.
So, I guess that'd be cool. I haven't met the woman myself, but if I do, I'll say hello.
Do you think she'd make a good Bullet Club member?
I think she would make a great Bullet Club member. Hence why I said I would say hello.
And we'll wrap up the guy that you're facing on January 4th. Okada, you've got a storied history, quite honestly, a storied history of you beating him, if we're going to be quite honest. But some nice things about him. Surely there's some professional respect there.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. I'm not a superman. The thing is I'm not me, and I don't have all of this without Okada. I can say that. Because if he's not there for me to step up my game every single time to keep taking his victories over him, then I wouldn't be where I am. Could I be the champion? Sure, maybe I may have beaten a lesser person than Okada, but then when I go to places like Impact, when I turn up at places like AEW, I'm going to be less prepared for the competition there. So Okada, a guy like Okada keeps whoever he's facing on the top of their game. And luckily for me, the top of my game, that peak is very, very high that guys like Okada can't even fathom even seeing, let alone reaching. So there's one thing. I could go on with nice things about Okada. But it just so happens that there's limited spaces, limited, you know, positions where both of us are trying to get to. And where I'm trying to get to basically doesn't include him. So that's just how it's going to be. It's almost like it's not personal. Yeah, there's some personal things there, but it also isn't as well. I always have a deep respect for him, but it will never make it harder for me to do what I do.
Seems like it became personal because of business, which sometimes happens.
Almost, in a way. Almost in a way. Hey, you have to, sometimes you may have to twist things in your mind to see them a little bit of a different way, even if it's maybe a little bit blurred from reality. If it's going to help you get to where you need to get to in the end, so be it.
Switchblade JY, is there anything else you want the people to know ahead of New Japan Strong at the Vermont Hollywood, ahead of New Japan Wrestle Kingdom?
I think I've touched on most of it. Yeah, we'll be wrapping up the year a special way in LA. And then we'll be wrapping up, I know it'll be just after the new year, we're wrapping up that 2022 year at Wrestle Kingdom. And this match, I know it'll be our sixth singles match. Main event of Wrestle Kingdom for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. But like I said, it's for this, and it's for... This match is going to dictate how 2023 goes in a lot of ways. And I think you'll be able to trace a lot of things, the directions of multiple companies back to this match and how it goes. This is his last chance at me. I'm beating him, and it's 5-1. How can he ever justify getting another shot at me, let alone for this? I'm not.
Easy to understand there. If I were up 5-1, I wouldn't want to just be tossing out the same thing to the same person.
As much as they keep wanting to push him and put him at me to try and take this off me, once I've proved that can't happen at 5-1, that's it. He's done. So when I say that this match is going to dictate a lot of how the direction of the company and these things that happen, imagine New Japan without Okada at top. That's what I'm talking about.
We're gearing up into the most exciting part of the wrestling year every year, especially for New Japan. December, January is always white hot. Switchblade Jay White, I know you're a busy man. I want to thank you so much for taking the time.
And I need to go and take some sun in, you know. So
it's a beautiful background. It really is.
Well, thank you very much. I'm hanging out with my flamingos back there. Ooh. Got to smoke a bit there, mug. Got to get this thing off my shoulder because it's starting to weigh me down a little bit.
Oh, man.
And Sean, you're chewing into my Saturday morning. So as fun as this has been, Sean, see you later, bud.
Guys, reminder, New Japan Strong, we're out. NordVPN.com/Fightful. How about this? 30-day money-back guarantee. 4 months free. Watch your favorite shows abroad, whether you're traveling or you're at home and you want to watch something from overseas. Access this on all of your devices, phone, laptop, desktop, PC, tablet, doesn't matter. 3 great tiers. A pass, a locker, a VPN, or all 3. Block annoying pop-up ads, block malware, block online trackers. Keep your data safe, browse anonymously, browse securely with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Shield your data from snoops and criminals. You know I'm a snoop. I'm not a criminal, but I am a snoop. So unless you want me getting your scoops, get NordVPN.com/Fightful. Secure all of your devices. Check it out. It's a great deal. How can you afford to miss this? You're going to end up saving money with NordVPN.com/Fightful and having a better browsing experience.